And normally Justin Avendano, BBL champion twice over from Terrigal, comes in on a Friday. We talk sport, but he's come in today to have a chat to us. Jussie, good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Hello,
not
pal.
Too bad, mate. On the passing of Andrew Symes, how sad is this, mate?
Mate, well, normally I come in on a Friday and it's a good laugh, but this is just a totally different situation. Another one in Australian cricket has left too soon, and it's just one of these things. I was just telling you off air that I was only with him 2 weeks ago. We own Freddy's Fishing and Outdoors. We had a store in Townsville and I was up there, and he was coming in every second or third day buying fishing gear and just having the time of his life. And I was speaking to him and he was just going, I was like, what do you do outside of BBL commentary? And he goes, I just fish every single day. He goes, it's just the best life. I love it. I've got a place in Townsville just outside of town, and unfortunately had his crash just outside of where he lives, and it's just a horrible situation in Australian cricket right now.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And to leave, you know, his wife and kids behind, the questions and you'd just be so traumatic. And it only takes a second on the road.
Yeah.
For everything to go sideways.
And I think that's the biggest thing is, one, everyone wants to know what happened, what the situation is, and they want all the details, but I think you just have to try and, as much as you can, let it be, especially for the family situation. You know, it's going to be everywhere in the media. I just can't help but feel for the kids and the wife. It's just a shocking situation, and the details will come out, but I just hope everyone gives them a bit of rest of what's actually going on.
And, mate, 26 tests for Australia he played, and 198 one-day internationals. That's huge.
Yeah, it was an incredible career, and what everyone forgets is that he was probably one of the greatest fieldsmen of his generation as well. And he's off field, you know, he was, like, you look at Shane Warne, he was an absolute Aussie, like, that's what you represent. And then you got Andrew Symes, who's the same, but totally different in terms of he loves his fishing, he loves his camping, loves his hunting, like, he really was a true Aussie. And it's just sad to see, but he was obviously known for his ODI career, but, you know, then he's known for what he did to the Streakers, and he was a real Aussie larrick, and obviously I think you have a recording here of what he did, and it's great.
Yeah, this is Andrew Symes retelling the story, and we've seen it on the news several times over the last, yesterday especially, about when the Streaker ran onto the field.
So this bloke is a fit, rangy-looking bloke, jumps the fence over near what would have been the Brisbane Lions Social Club, over the far side of the ground. He starts running out the middle. So the crowd's gone, erupted, right? He's got nothing on but a stubby cool around his right wrist, I think. And there's a very overweight Queensland policeman in not hot pursuit, but he's nearly going backwards. And he's got the world's biggest two-way, which has come unclipped off his belt, and it's bouncing on the ground behind him as he's trying to make tracks on this bloke. He's coming towards the middle now. He's inside the 30-yard circle, and the crowd's loving it. They can't catch him. And so he looks out towards him, and he looks at me, and I sort of locked eyes on him, and I sort of smiled, and I went, come over here, dickhead. So he comes over towards me, and the umpire stepped back from the stumps. He's thinking, oh, this bloke could be a lunatic. So he's moved out of the road, and I've sort of swapped my bat from my right hand into my left hand, right side dominant. And as the Broncos back rower, Tony Carroll, taught me once, he said, work from high to low. So try and get under their ribs and knock the wind out of them. And then if you're good enough, when you actually knock them off, get them off the ground horizontal, then when they land on the ground, you land on top of them again and try and knock any wind that's ever left in them out. So I worked from high to low, got the shoulder in, didn't wrap the arms, but that's the way it was. And I knocked this bloke, I got him horizontal, I got him pretty good. And then shortly after that, the Queensland Police Force caught up with this gentleman, and as did the security guards, and escorted him off the ground.
Well, that Streaker, he could have done some injury to Andrew Symes there, because he seemed to run straight at him, and all of a sudden, he was on his back.
Yeah, what a story, eh?
Well, that's a lot of people have heard over the last couple of days that he used to train with the Brisbane Broncos, and there was a lot of talk about Andrew Symes not training hard enough, but this guy would finish cricket, and it wasn't like now with his T20 all around the world and it's a full-time schedule, and he would go and train with the Broncos consistently, keeping fit, doing the tackling, doing the wrestling, and it was a really good way for him to stay fit. And obviously, he was a big, powerful man, and he said, rugby league really helped my cricket, being athletic, being fit in the field. So he really did work hard, and he's not known for that, but it goes to show you like what an athlete he was, and just doing that, it's great to hear. I've actually never heard that skit, so that was great to hear.
And a great sense of humour too. I was reading just 2 hours prior to the accident that killed him. He was sending a text message to Fox Sports boss Steve Crawley. Yeah, he was talking about the NFL star Tom Brady getting $375 million in a broadcasting deal with Fox Sports.
For his commentary.
Yeah, for commentary. And, of course, Simons, he was off contract with Fox Cricket. And then, so he sent a screenshot of the story to Steve Crawley along with a message saying, Crawls, we need to talk, Roy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just hearing all these stories now, it's just making me sad. Like, it starts to feel real. Mm. I mean, it's taking me with Shane Warne's a couple of days and this. Yeah. I honestly can't believe it. Like,
yeah.
It really is shocking.
Way too soon, mate. Way too soon. Rest in peace, Andrew Simons. Justin, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your thoughts. And we'll see you Friday morning, buddy.
Thank you so much. See you then.